Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30 all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at FRPGames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at FRPGames.com or go through our website.
All you have to do on the way home is accompany my daughter.
Okay.
500 total.
And make it an even 1,000.
Hold on.
There's no negotiation available.
You blew up my building. Or maybe you didn't blow it up. My building is gone. My cave is gone.
800 it is. 500 for the bandits.
500?
300 for the escort. 800 total. Yes. Right.
And I will give you the 500 now.
Okay.
To off of the bill, of course.
Right. So the total sits at 1,600.
Total sits at 1,600. I knew I liked him. He's a money.
And what's left? 800 after that?
1,600 is left.
An extra 300 will be taken off. Oh, you're not there.
Wow.
An extra 300 will be taken off when you bring the power. So if my daughter,
when is she arriving?
She was supposed to be in town a couple days ago.
So they might.
So you're a little late on that action.
Okay.
I'm not counting her as there.
A moment, and I pull you off to the side.
And me, puppy.
Oh, you're with the puppy. Between us, we have the 1,600. You've got 1,300.
Right.
I know you've got at least 1,300 on the party tavern. I've got 300 of my own.
You want some banana?
We have the 1,600.
Okay.
I don't want. I don't want to renege on the deal. We'll still do this for him,
right.
But he'll be paying us gold at the end of it.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying is, if you want to pay it all off, I'll give you my 300. I still have some left to work with.
Right.
When we bring the daughter back, the 300 comes back to me. You guys have a house.
Okay.
You have it now.
That sounds good to me.
Right. Okay. So, I said. I sort of, give me that. Right, we're still going to take care of the bandits, but pull out 300 from my pouch and 1,300 from his.
Hmm.
That was a 1,600, right?
Yes.
We'd like the deed.
The deed is, I don't know where your deed is. It must be in the house. I was going to foreclose for taxes.
The taxes are paid.
Okay.
Have your man count it.
I think I shall after you leave.
Well,
you can take it out to him now.
Right, I'll do that.
I will not tell him to count it, because I'm a busy man.
But if I tell him to count it, he'll count it.
If you say that I told you to tell him to count it, he will count it.
Did you tell us to tell him to count it?
And if there's 1,600 gold, then the tax debt is paid off, right?
Quite possibly.
Possibly,
You do have this year's taxes to pay for each of you staying in the home, which comes to an extra 500 gold apiece.
Right.
I assume you are staying in their home.
We'll be back. We put all the gold away and off we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't doing a dick. It's right there.
Okay. No.
You wrote it.
That was there ahead of that whole discussion.
Okay, so There are.
I fully did not anticipate you guys coming out with the gold and saying, "There you go." So anyway,
we're done with you.
So,
I assume you guys know the way to the bridge.
I can find it.
Very good.
I can find it.
Does this bridge have a name?
St. Bart's.
It's the damn bridge at the north of town.
The damn bridge.
Right.
Joshua didn't let you out much, did he?
The damn bridge. Got it.
Is it? Yeah. Is it the damn bridge or the bridge?
With an N or without an N?
Let's go.
You get the feeling it's without an N. It's actually damn, D-A-M,
I'm
bridge.
Asking you. Okay. I'm not asking you.
We'll be back with your daughter.
Which one's your
Very
name?
Good.
Okay. So are we? We proceed out into the street then.
Yeah, I think
okay.
Yes.
Let's move just a bit away.
Let's go get a drink.
Do they have ice cream?
Ice
cream.
We need to ask around and find out if the taxes are that high for everyone. Yeah. That seems 500 common workers not earn more than 10 gold a month.
Right.
So there's that. And maybe I've got something that I need to do, so I'll be right back. And is there like an alleyway in between the guy's house and the house next to it? No, it's just
it's about three houses. It's about
okay. Well,
a block or two.
Well, that window that he was. What does it look out onto?
It looks out just onto a nice greenscape, like. Like, the building, okay, his building sits flush with this building, uh-huh. right? This building ends here, this one ends here, his office is back here. So he can see the back of this building.
Okay.
And then it's all green back here.
Okay. Then I, at that green area, is either is outside of town or it's public area?
It's public area.
Okay.
It looks like it's looking over a playground.
All right, I'm going to head over there.
Yeah, right.
I just sort of sidle up along the building until I'm close to that window.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use Mage Hand to take a little steel mirror and lift it up so I can see a reflection into his office.
Okay.
And then whatever drawers, containers, doors, whatever are in there, I'm going to cast Open Close on them so they're opening and closing randomly just to mess with him.
Alright, so he's sitting there. He's sitting there in his office. Did you use a mirror to look at him?
Yeah, I'm using a mirror to look back at him.
You see him talking with someone. You can't see the person because they're beyond the scope of the door.
Can I make a perception check to see if I can hear it?
Sure.
That's a 24.
You are going to hear most of it.
Okay.
He's sitting there talking. Look, I don't know how or why they found the gunpowder in the back of the building. Not gunpowder, but they found the explosive powder in the back of the building. I have a great feeling that they are the ones that blew up your house. I don't have anything to do with it.
It's El Vampiro. La and Vampiro.
Anyway, I don't have anything to do with it.
I'm lowering the mirror immediately. Smart move. I'm abandoning the previous plan completely.
I don't know. I'm sorry. And you're only hearing his side of it.
Right.
I don't know, and I'm sorry. Look, I will get your home rebuilt. And I will build a new warehouse outside of it so that it appears the same warehouse sugar front that it always has been. I am sorry. Maybe next time, if you see a bunch of bandits stealing this stuff, I don't have to send somebody after it. You can take care of them yourselves and add them to your rank. And then you hear this. And he's very quiet for a minute. And he then says, you didn't have to do that. I'm sorry. And then he says, I'm sorry. And then he is done talking.
I sidle away from the window very nonchalantly and get back to the group and fill them in on the conversation that I just overheard, and I'm going to make an assumption that Zachariah is in league with whatever
was in the call.
Yeah.
Well, I think they had an idea that I think you guys had an idea that he was
probably a lieutenant. Right, but it's been officialized, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Right.
Okay, so are you guys going home for the night?
I want to find. I
the bridge is about a 2-day travel north right, by foot.
I want to find Stoney.
You sure you're going to look for Stoney? Okay. Right.
Gather information.
There's knowledge local.
No knowledge local. Give me a knowledge local check.
That is a 26.
Plus it's 18.
Okay, well, between the two of you, you know right where he lives.
Okay.
And so are you going straight to his house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So go on to his house. You guys are walking through town. He answers the door, pulls it open. Oh, you owe me a drink. That's right.
I owe you a drink. What did you drink?
Well, we'll have some ale down at the tavern. So you guys, he comes with you out the door. You see him nervously look back inside, pull the door closed behind him. I have family, you know. And he pulls it on, and you guys go on to the tavern.
All right.
Oops, sorry.
I buy him a drink.
So you guys are sitting there drinking.
We're dwarves, we drink a lot.
Yeah, he's a human. So he's just sipping as you guys are chugging.
There's a half orc.
What?
No, his helper, his secretary is a half orc.
Thank you.
Stoney is a human.
I thought Stoney was the helper.
No.
Stoney's the guy that came and got us.
At the house when you were naked.
Sorry.
Anyway, so he's sitting there sipping along. You know you guys are not in a good place. You know that, right?
Aye.
The odds of your debt ever fully going closed are very slim.
Aye.
But you did not hear that from me.
Aye.
So...
So what do you know about Mr. Zachariah?
I've worked for him for almost 20 years. I know quite a bit.
Good one.
Is he a fighter?
Are you thinking about taking him down?
No. I'm just curious.
Well, he'll be the lover or a fighter.
The lover or a fighter. Mr. Gemma knows his way around weaponry.
Kind of figured.
And he is not afraid... If he ever volunteers to come out on a mission with you guys, really, don't let him go. It would be the worst thing you've done. Most of you wouldn't come back.
That's what she said.
Good advice. Thank you.
That's free.
You need a refill, Stoney?
I am getting towards the end.
Barkeep, another for my friend Stoney.
Puppy.
Okay, so Stoney's sitting there drinking another one. And he's not going to volunteer any information other than what he just did.
Until we keep drinking.
Well, I mean, you guys can keep talking to him.
I'm not looking to get anyone else in trouble. We already know this guy's bad news. So.
Right.
But I order a half pint and a bowl. And I pour it into the bowl for the dog.
Oh, it was like a bowl of blood. Sorry.
It's good to see you take care of your animals.
I thought you were getting hot. Puppy. Oh, we're really good at this role-playing thing. That's why I like things.
Well, anyway, if he's not going to volunteer anything easily and we don't want to get him in trouble...
He's not necessarily... You guys haven't asked him anything. Other than... The only thing he said is that's free. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going to talk to you.
Right. Why does Mr. Gemma hate me?
Mr. Gemma hates everyone.
No, he hates me a lot.
Do you know of any association between him and vampires?
You honestly say that?
No.
Because if you say that, he spits his beer all over the place.
No, I
didn't. He gets up and leaves.
I didn't say that.
Did ask for
I'm trying to role play here, people!
it's okay if you actually say that. If that's what you would say. The character is
serious to the point.
Yeah, it's fine.
So do you actually say that?
Yeah, I say that.
Everyone in the bar gets extremely quiet and looks away from you guys.
And before
their stares are fully locked on this table, Stoney's gone. Like, he is.
Can I make a reflex check to be under the table next to the dog?
You can. Here, let me roll a perception
Seriously,
check.
Seriously, what did I say?
Can I make a love check?
Why is that bad?
Actually, it'd be a stealth check, so I'll try that.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Critical failure.
Because,
I got a 5.
You flunk off. As you put it down, you've already had a little bit to drink, and all of a sudden you hear, and that's your head bouncing off the table.
Because vampires control the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like in serious deep doo-doo.
Oh.
So the entire, and there's just the entire.
Sorry. I just slipped and fell. My friend here was a bit rude to Master Stoney. Oh. God's my head.
So the entire town, they're just sitting there, and you have never heard any place quieter.
Sorry, I think I've had a little bit too much to drink. I think I'm going to go home and sleep it off.
The bartender comes over and takes every one of your cups and throws them behind his bar. I mean, he just literally starts throwing them.
Great, we never get to
It's time to... Let's go.
Closing.
We have to go. Yes. We don't have to go home, but we can't bloody well stay here.
Okay, so you guys obviously vacate the bar.
Yeah.
It might not be a bad idea to head for the bridge tonight.
Oh, hi.
And
you guys get about 2 blocks up the road, and you hear... Well, roll me perception check.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Is stonework involved?
The stonework doesn't do anything to make sound.
21.
It's kind of an echo. 20.
You hear, psst. Coming out of the eye, coming out of one of the dark. There, it's darker. You hear psst, coming out of an alleyway.
Psst. Hi.
Get down here.
No.
Oh.
Hi. So are you the one to dive in? Or?
No, I'm going to follow.
Strop, heel.
And then I'll be like, come on, Fungar.
Tony is standing there at the end of the dark alley.
Tony? Stone. Oh, I thought I said Tony. The mafia.
And he looks dead at you. He's looking dead at you.
Yeah.
And says, that was the dumbest thing anyone has ever said in public.
Thank you.
No. You have just made your existence in this town extremely.
What
difficult.
Is your intelligence?
I don't know.
I get over.
Exactly. Thank
Plus
you.
One.
Plus negative
you
one.
12.
No, 13.
Oh, 13? Yeah. You have just made your existence in this town very tough.
Crush it. We're going to get crushed. Is that what you're telling us?
He's looking at everything that I have going through here. No. And Stoney says, you guys need to definitely watch your backs now.
We're going
to
go now.
Yeah, we're playing.
They won't attack you during the daylight, but I would suggest camping outside of town for a while.
Exactly how valuable is this house to you? Because I'm not so sure I want to stay here anymore.
Conference sidebar.
Sidebar.
I have
to pee while you guys are on the sidebar. Yeah.
We have the rod of sunlight. Do you think that will keep vampires away?
You also have the ring of true wishes, the wish you never said.
What? What? Take bite.
He said I am. I bet this one
I have. Oh, I forgot I had the ring.
Yes,
because he
does not have a ring.
Dude, I totally think we should just wish that vampires didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be horrible.
That'd be awesome.
Are you working on something, girl? What? Exactly.
Yeah, I was just trying to roleplay a little bit.
No. Stay
been easy to hold towards you too, and you wouldn't need it. I probably asked that where that came from.
Did you hear that story?
I told you, you just said it was in your vehicle, and you would have known it.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on?
We're waiting on you to get back. He does.
He looks like... Did you say Cuban?
Cute.
Oh, I thought you said
Where's
Cuban.
Where's Mommy's ear? Cute.
He does look Cuban.
Where'd they go?
So what was that sidebar about?
There it is.
Kind of what I'm
wondering.
There it is.
It just produces light as the sun, so it would probably not be great for them.
Then we should keep that around so we can. And just wear, sleeping masks.
Wear our sleeping masks so that we can fight them without seeing.
Where must it go?
No, so we can just sleep. We'll put the rod of sunlight and the spear or javelin, whatever. What do we have two things of sunlight?
Oh.
Sunlight and.
Oh, the harpoon.
Harpoon of sunlight.
No, they're not a sunlight.
They're just a light spell.
Just glow.
Yeah.
Oh.
They produce light. They don't produce sunlight.
I thought they produced sunlight. Like,
no.
They produce sunlight. Well, it was a great plan.
It was.
It was different. It was very good.
We lost the bee.
There is what I suggested.
There is what Van suggested.
What did you suggest?
Wishing the vampires didn't exist again. We could just wish for Jack or Ryan to not exist.
You don't know how that would affect your life either.
Do you?
Zachariah seems to be a pretty nasty fellow, but you never know who would be in his place if he didn't exist.
Can we wish Jonathan back alive?
Joshua.
That's it.
Some random bum on the street comes back to life. You have used one of your guns.
I can't remember.
Hi, Jonathan.
I wish Jonathan back dead. Oh, okay. Now they're both gone. Anyway, so what are you guys doing?
Getting
Stoney's sitting
down.
There. Stoney's sitting there talking to you right now, and he says, "Guys."
Yeah, Stoney.
Is he done? Sorry.
He needs more coffee.
And he says, "Guys, I wish you the best of luck, but do not come to my door anymore."
You came to our door.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
You guys got me out of my house. And if anyone in the bar saw me talking to you, my family is in danger. And he turns around with that and leaves.
Before he leaves,
wish for a circle of protection around his family?
I give him 50 gold to try and...
So
if you need to get out of town.
He looks at it and he puts it back in your hand and says, "I have more than you'll ever need." And he hands it back to you, and he turns around and leaves.
All right, let's get out of here.
What was that? I'm sorry. What were you doing again?
Money.
I try to give Stoney money, Dad.
Oh.
He doesn't need it, apparently. So,
because you get the feeling that you're going to need it more than he does. Okay, so I assume you guys are going to head out. After you swing by your house real quick to pick something up.
I say when we swing by the house.
We need to find the bead. So we could probably sell it.
If you want to sell it.
Hey. I say while we're at the house, we take with us anything that's valuable to us.
Okay. You get back to the house.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Sorry.
Weston Arliss, no teeth.
You get back to the house and you see a sign on the door. The sign says that somebody else has laid claim to this property.
What?
And it's with Joshua's family crest. They are not. They are not throwing out the occupants on this letter, but there is no one home currently for you to ask.
Well, let's go and get our stuff.
Well, you can still go right in, but you are unable to sell.
All right. Well, let's get our stuff.
GTFO. Yeah, I don't think we're so worried about selling. It's just
good GTFO.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan's other town.
Like,
peace out.
Yeah.
Oh, we wish ourselves in
this. Okay. So you guys pick up whatever you need out of the house.
Yeah.
You turn around.
We should totally hold his daughter for ransom.
Yep.
I like it.
Are all of us having an alignment where that is an acceptable course of action?
Neutral.
Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral.
Maybe we should get Stockholm Syndrome.
Wow.
Bitch.
Okay.
It's possible. Yeah, call a riot.
Chaotic neutral. Go!
Okay, so I assume you guys are on your way, right?
Yes. We are on our way.
So you camp until nightfall. Or you camp. You move. you're moving forward until nightfall. And you guys are looking around and you see a nice cave.
I said camp until nightfall.
A nice cave entrance over here.
I'm not going to cave at night.
Alright,
H-M-S-R.
I'm
going
to make a,
she wants
a survival check to make sure that this is not the type of cave that's going to be inhabited by something else.
Okay.
Like, look for tracks, look for, you know, identifying markings, anything like that.
We need to take a time out soon, because some little girl wants some boobies, and now...
Okay, 23.
It's empty. It's an empty cave.
Okay.
You've seen with that check that it seems like it'll be a pretty good place to stay tonight.
All right, pausing for instant feeding.
I'm sorry.
Did you not?
All right.
Okay, so you're on the first watch, Falkara, because you normally are.
Oh, we're starting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, I need to call Molly real quick, and mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Okay.
Oh, it's me first, though?
Yeah.
I'm on first watch. I'll call her when I go back to sleep.
Are you staying awake? Are you stay up for a watch this time, or are you sleeping?
Nope. No, they don't want me to. I'm staying. Just going to sleep.
All right. So, first watch passes on pretty uneventful.
Oscar. Mm-hmm.
Fungar, second watch.
Yeah.
Puppy. The puppy's sleeping. You are watching. You're actually paying attention. Roll me a perception check.
Oh, 11.
11? Well, you can't miss what is about to happen. You see this tall... See, I don't think you know what it is. But you see... It's not really all that tall. It's a little bit taller than you.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Did you bring letters?
Yeah. I told you when I came in. They're right there.
I thought they were from you and Jeremy.
And Molly.
Oh, never mind. That's all.
Okay.
I think Molly's going in the white envelope.
It's a little bit taller than you. It's covered in white fur. It has glowing white eyes.
All right. Oh.
And it's got really big teeth. And it comes in and looks at you and looks at your friends and goes,
all right, never mind.
What are you doing here?
We're camping out for the night.
Camping?
Yes. Where you sleep outside and not in a house?
We're in a cave.
This is my cave.
Oh, I forgot we're in a cave. Where you sleep out of doors and not in a house. We didn't know it was your cave. We looked before we came in and we didn't see anything. We're really sorry. I can wake everybody up and we'll leave.
You don't have to leave. You must pay, though.
Well, we have some money, but I don't know how much we have because they don't let me hold on to it.
What is money?
Well, what do you want us to pay with?
Stuff.
Like gems and stuff?
What are gems? Can you use gems to fight?
No, but we have some,
Can you eat gems?
No, but we have some old bugbear armor and a beat-up sword.
Did you take that with you?
I thought we did.
She said she did, I think.
Okay.
You were mocking her for it, but...
This is true.
Can I wake up my big brother? Because he knows what we have, and I don't really know what we have. Is that okay?
Who's your big brother?
This guy right here.
He's not very big.
Well, he's older than me, is what I mean. He was born before I was.
He picks up, like, a small rock and throws it at you. Roll a perception check.
He does, or I do?
He does.
Okay, because I'm a he, too, and I got confused.
14.
Sure, you wake up.
Oh, what the?
You.
We're in his cave.
Pay rent.
Oh.
He wants stuff he can use, like weapons and food.
Oh, okay.
He's very nice, though.
I'm going to reach in. Well, assuming that I've got... I don't know who has the bag.
What bag?
Oh, somebody's got a bag. I've got a bag. I know I've got
backpacks.
Yeah, well, I'll reach in my backpack. And... I'm going to take slowly and take out the. What do we have? We have the Harpoon of Light and the Blood of Light.
Well, I think that hurt his eyes though. Spear?
Harpoon and a longsword, I think.
I'm going to
tell
him this is very bright
because
he lives in a cave and I
want to
hurt his eyeballs.
A harpoon and a rapier.
I'm going to take out the harpoon of light and ask him if this will work.
Ooh. He grabs it from you and he says, sleep. And then he sits down and he's just staring at it.
Nice.
Should we all sleep? Will you keep watch or should I stay up and keep watch? I'm just checking. I don't know if you want me
what
to.
What is watch?
Watch is when you stay awake so everyone else in your group can sleep, and if there's any danger that comes, you wake them all up.
I don't know you.
I don't know.
Yeah, you keep watch, Pongar.
Okay.
I'm going back to sleep.
Okay, I'll sit here.
Don't pet the furry creature.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Your intelligence is not a 3.
I know, I'm not acting like it is.
No, she's not. I think
okay.
She's doing a really good job of pointing
not,
to a slightly
I'm
below average
like,
intelligence.
Anyway,
you are Mike and Fuzzy. I'm not saying that.
He's
Mike
and Fuzzy.
He sits there. He stares at his new toy. He doesn't know what it does. He doesn't even realize that you stab things with it. He,
You want to talk? No, okay.
He looks up at you every once in a while. He's just sitting there. And your watch comes to an end. Berend wakes up. You wake Berend up. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to go to sleep now and he's going to stay
sleep.
Awake. Yeah. You just told us to sleep.
That's a good point.
You know, when you close your eyes and your body rests.
I know what sleep is.
Your brain rests. It's my turn to sleep. I'm very tired. He's gonna stay awake now and watch for danger.
He goes back to looking at his thing.
Does he?
Is it white and furry?
Looks sort of like this. Halfway into your shift, a little more than halfway into your shift, 3/4 of the way into your shift, he takes the harpoon. And he takes one of his big arms and just claws the ground and makes like a grave almost. Sets the harpoon inside of it and it's like up against the cave wall. Covers it up completely. You can't see the light coming out. So the harpoon's sitting there and he gets up and he starts walking away. Do you say anything to him or is he, you just let him go?
I'm just gonna let him go.
All right.
If I was awake, I'd say, have a good night.
He gets about, as he leaves, he starts looking around a little bit. He goes out a little bit further and he looks some more. And then all of a sudden, you see something jump on top of him. And it is not as friendly as he was. Oh. Let's see.
He's my friend.
Wow.
I don't know his name, but he sure is
okay.
Furry.
So, do I need to roll something to see what I see?
If you want.
Or do I just see shadows?
You see what you see.
I'll roll a perception check. Twenty.
Oh.
Unnatural.
Five.
What you see is the Yeti.
Is it Yeti? Yeti.
My friggin' page is numbered.
What's that?
Probably the door in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Scooter came back.
How's
what
he doing?
Surprised me.
Doing great.
Good.
I'm in the wrong book, that's why.
Remember the one time we were at Mom and Dad's, we had just gotten him. Or no, we had just
no.
been there with
yeah.
him. And was it you and Dad took
no,
Sid
was...
and...
And
yeah.
you see what you think is a minotaur on top of him, pounding him.
Wow.
With his fists.
Oh.
With his fists.
He is that full.
And the Yeti doesn't even have a chance to fight back. He is just on the ground.
Alright, so I'm gonna.
Wham!
Wham!
Throw it, yes!
He does like a foot and a half deep, yeah, and then packed it in before he left.
You said, he dropped it in and covered it up. But yeah. It didn't seem to me like he was...
Nobody rolled any perception check to see how deep he went either.
I was asleep. What do you want me to do?
Anyways.
What are you doing?
Anyways.
So
I'm going to...
Anyway.
Walmart.
Anyway.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to yell. Wake up, everybody.
Everybody roll perception checks to see if you wake up.
Oh, I yelled it.
19.
23.
2.
22.
Okay, you all wake up.
Alright.
Because Aaron slept through fights before.
Right. And I look at you and I said, we never caught a name or anything.
No, you just...
I said the big white thing's being attacked.
You know he's a Yeti.
Emma, can I rage again? Am I allowed to?
Yeah, but you might not want to waste it on this.
We're going to waste it anyway.
But then you're going to pick up right where we are. Okay, fine. You slept long enough that it refilled your rage bank. Everybody's stuff's refilled for the day.
Rage bank.
Your rage bank. And the Minotaur is just beating the tar out of this thing. You're in the cave going, the Minotaur looks up and goes, rah, and then, and the Yeti's dead.
If I could rage harder, I would.
The Minotaur gets up, and you see...
testicles?
No. Blood all over.
This is coming at you, soaked in blood.
Not a small creature.
No, he's a large creature.
It's a baby Minotaur! Are you done with her?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm just checking. Well, I'd like to pick up my...
yeah, I'd like to
attack. Roll initiatives.
Crossbow and fire at him.
Well, I'm raging. Does my initiative go up? No.
No.
I'm just checking.
I burped halfway through my nose.
You were like, no.
Calm down.
The way you said it sounded all like judgmental, like mean as 17 again. 17 again.
17 again.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
Okay. So
Aaron 19?
20.
Oh!
16.
There was a movie, you know, 17 again. There was.
And what was yours again, Aaron?
20.
She looks so happy with Uncle Tracy. Okay, mm-hmm. Put my money
that's
down. Doesn't everyone have money
$500 in their... sitting around in their...
in their wash
bowl,
basin?
Yeah,
yeah, drug dealers.
What's your,
he goes,
what's your dex?
14?
Oh, yeah, we do not have
your
cash sitting around.
Yeah. It's plus 2.
Nor are we drug dealers. We do deal in, baby infant gas... baby infant gas
infant
drops.
Gas drops.
Yeah,
Tylenol.
Baby Tylenol.
Okay, and it's Falcara first.
Alright, I'll kick this thing's butt.
Look at your hand, it's like...
21.
You hit.
Yes!
It's her index finger that's all like...
Okay. Whopper jog. Yeah.
Hyperextended. Oh no, unextended.
Is this a 10?
Yes.
No, no, it's 11.
Yes.
I saw 11 on it. 1d10 plus...
I don't even know what that would be.
Why is it plus 1?
Because it says plus 1.
It's not a masterwork crossbow.
It says 1d10 plus 1? I don't know.
It's not a plus 1.
Alright, 10.
What are you doing on her damage?
Rapid reload, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it strength?
No, crossbow. It's all mechanical. So there's no.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's just a D10, sis.
Yeah.
Erase the plus 1.
Okay, 10.
So, yeah, you roll
yeah,
max.
Thinking,
I mean,
you're not
used to having melee weapons.
Well, I think when I helped her, I was thinking it was a...
It'd have to be a compound longbow,
right,
or it'd have to be a throwing weapon or something.
Right.
She's sleeping.
That's why I think she was...
Sorry, Googie.
Ten.
All right, that arrow goes in into his shoulder, and it just sits, and it's in there real deep.
It's just
a strong hit.
Does he say anything?
Ah!
Ow, that really hurt.
Yeti owed me money.
What's money?
Okay, it is now Baron's turn.
Wow.
I was raging, like, style.
Wow. Okay.
What did I do when I raid? I rolled off my snap-up shirts.
So you walk around with basketball pants on just so you can tear them off?
Gym shorts underneath. I don't want to see them. tongue.
I have fat glued to my loincloth, want to feel?
Ew.
I wish we had this here.
Why do you have this here?
Breaks.
Mm.
After this.
How many
meeting?
People are going now?
You, me, Calvary, Judy, and Carsey.
Judy Holman?
No,
Strong. Oh, she's right with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is Judy Holman going, by the way?
No.
I don't think so.
Does she know
space
that?
In any five-person car for
well,
that?
There'd be a car seat.
In the middle.
There's
and
two car seats.
People on either side.
There's two.
Not in my car.
No,
we
no,
want
car. We can take one of the car seats. I just want to deal.
I mean, people fit no problem. Put one of the...
Okay.
Put in Judy up in the front seat so she doesn't have to carry the back.
Sure, Calvary's
our back seat's seats. Pretty.
The back seat, the back
is
seat.
Is it not?
Well,
it's not any more than the.
I've
ridden
in it.
It's fine. Our back seat is good.
Okay.
I mean,
it's not like it's teeny or anything. It's just not any bigger than the
and
CRV.
Besides,
oh.
the Toyota gets better gas mileage.
Or
if
she might want to sit next to the baby so she can stare at her.
That's true.
Who?
Because Dad's already given this letter to Carl, so I don't need to go into town except for the van.
Right.
They
is
don't bear any. I'm trying to decide.
My uterus hurts.
How far away is this happening?
Hmm?
How far outside the tunnel is
about 35 feet. 30 feet, we'll say.
Oh, what I went into... Oh, it's not my turn yet. Never mind. Cancel that.
Alright. Well, I will move my 20 feet. And
what
about my
morning
star?
Alright.
Do my thing.
It is now Fungar's turn, and you get... Well, no, you get to move this... I mean, you could charge him, because in rage, you're...
Can I do a 5-foot step and a move action? Is that the same thing?
The 5-foot step
is
your move action.
I mean, you could charge him and get him this round.
I know, I'm trying to think of my thing. My
her AC is...
My guard is stance.
Oh, well, who put 5 things down here?
I'll just charge him...
What does it say?
5 bombs.
You're keeping track of your ammunition.
No, I'm not. Am I?
Should be.
Are you keeping track of my ammunition?
You probably are.
I didn't put those 5 bombs there.
They were your skill points.
No, I put 7 and I already erased them. I do them as I do each one.
But remember,
somebody put 5
but the first time you went to level up, you only did 2 of your 7
I know,
points.
I already erased those.
Then
you it's your turn.
Then you just disappear from your pure ink.
It's not that big
charge
of a deal.
What's my war axe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's playing with your sheep.
You
so
get that right? No one is playing with my sheep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is this
plus
12? Plus 12. How did I have a plus 15 the time before? Where was the other plus 1 from? Because it's favorite enemy. Never mind.
Yes.
Okay. Then plus 12. Woo! 29?
Yeah.
Yay!
Craig.
Let's see.
You got so lucky just now, you don't even understand.
Me?
Yeah.
How will I win my wow?
I'll tell you after that.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast Mage Armor on myself. AC goes up by 4.
Okay. It is a Minotaur's turn.
I'm standing right in front of it. Hello.
Alright, and it's...
It's gonna look probably.
With its quick draw, it's pulling out its great axe.
I thought it was gonna, like, claw.
No, it's gonna pound you.
It has a gore, though, too.
Oh, it's totally gonna pound me. Don't worry. You have to roll, like, low, low, low. Low.
14.
Dang it, yes.
Alright.
But don't worry, I healed up. Oh no, that's a lot of dice. I'm about to get my arse kicked.
10 points of damage. And it is Falkara's turn.
How far away is it?
About 35 feet.
Alright.
30 feet.
I need my crossbow still.
You're gonna be fired into combat.
So it's like a -4.
Alright.
Okay.
It's the best thing
ever. Or, I mean, can I switch Can I switch weapons?
Quick draw, you could yet. You could drop your...
She only has rapid reload.
She might not have picked anything up yet. She just... I mean...
You can if now. You can drop... Well, she's already gone once.
Oh, yeah.
I hit him and got a 10.
I'm awake.
She could drop that and pull out your whatever weapon and be ready for next round. That's all you can do.
Well, no, if you're moving and you have a base attack bonus of 1, then you can draw a weapon while you move.
Okay.
So if you want to get in melee with it, you can do that.
But you couldn't get to him yet, right? Because it's 35 feet away.
Yeah, it's 30. Her movement's only 20 because we're all dwarves.
Yeah.
Mine's 30.
So I wouldn't be a Marine. I'd either take a -4.
You're either going to take a -4 or not do anything this round.
You need to take point blank shots, dude. It's fine.
Yeah.
Precise shot is the one that
I meant. But you have to take point blank first, right?
I think so.
My feet's
fine. It might be different in Pathfinder.
What? They do.
Then I will.
You?
No, I'm good. Please put it down.
I will drop my crossbow and pick up my dwarven war axe.
I'm gonna hit snooze in it.
Okay.
And can I move then? Still?
Yeah, you can move, but you can't do anything else.
Yeah, then
you
I'll
can
move
your distance and
I'll
stand
move
there.
My distance and stay on my ground.
Okay, it is Baron's turn.
Alright. I believe that I will go up and attack.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Why is that?
Where
did it? Just the lead.
Roll your damage. Still standing there. You took a big hunk out of it, though.
Where?
Okay, what weapon are you using?
Morningstar.
Okay, you hit it in the chest.
Same side as I hit my arrow in the shoulder?
No, other side.
Okay.
So
both of his arms?
Because you're right, I assume your character is right-handed.
Yeah.
Well, this hit his left side, and you're coming across his body to hit his left side. So anyway, you hit him in the chest, and when you did, a big piece of his bicep muscle flayed out.
So really, he has little use of his arms.
His pectoral muscle?
Or he he's a Minotaur. You don't know how.
Where'd you hit him? Here or here?
He hit him, like, he came around,
yeah.
And he, because
so
this thing's a lot
way.
Taller, and it went down this
so
way.
So his pec.
Yeah, like his pec.
His
yeah.
Boobie fell off.
What if he said his bicep?
Oh,
yeah,
did
yeah,
I?
Yeah,
you
said
he
did
say
like,
my bad.
Maybe
he
his
pec.
Biceps or his
anyway,
chest.
Anyway, you hit him right across his boob, and his boob popped open.
Over his heart? Can you see his heart under
No, you can't see his heart. Anyway, it is now Fungar's turn.
I'm gonna ask
Still him. Rage?
Yeah, I rage for a long time, don't I? 10 rounds? Six rounds? How many rounds?
I don't know.
Enough,
enough
that you're...
Enough. 7. 7.
Plus, what was it? 14? 12. 24.
You hit.
Oh, mine should have been plus 2 more for my damage last time because I forgot to add my raging damage. Okay. 12.
All right. All right.
That's it.
And you hit him pretty good too. You hit him pretty solid. You
can
know.
I cut one of his toes off?
Maybe no.
You know, if you cut your big toe off, you really can't walk that way.
Okay, it's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gonna move up. So I'm about 25 feet away, and telekinetically punch.
Okay.
That is a 21.
Punch away.
You touch him.
Punch out.
I didn't roll a 1. Let's see, 4 points of damage.
Okay, it is his turn. And he saw what you did to him, so he's leaving him alone. And he is flat out just turning his great axe on you and swinging away.
Nine,
27.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does.
What? I totally leveled up. I totally leveled up.
He hits you for 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And it is Falcara's turn.
What war? So I'm next to everything going on. I have my dwarven war axe, and I'm going to kill them.
Can you get in a position where you can flank?
Can I get in a position where I can flank?
How far did you move last turn?
To where I could flank.
So you can move you.
I don't know. I've never had anything that you actually get in the combat. I've always had bows and stuff, so I don't like flanking.
I'm gonna say you could flank.
Okay.
So you're basically opposite one of your allies.
Like right here, if I'm here, they're flanking me.
Okay, you're
in
the
line.
Yeah, because if you hit, you're gonna get your sneak attack damage.
Oh yeah, look at
you. You have an additional plus 2 to hit.
That's my sneak attack.
Yeah, you have additional plus 2 to hit.
Because you're flanking.
Okay.
So roll that first.
See on my attack bonus?
Yes. See if you can hit.
No,
so
with a 20. Roll your 20. You got it. Yeah. Yes, you hit it first.
So it's plus 4.
Plus 4. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. 21.
Yes, you hit.
Okay, so roll a d8 and a d6.
Yes!
Or sorry, a d10.
That's on my hand.
Now that you have a d8 in your hand.
Okay.
What is she telling you about?
4x.
Yeah. One d10? Is it plus
1?
No,
d6 and d10. Is my war axe plus 1 still?
It's already active.
Yes.
What? Oh, she's flanking. Sorry.
Yeah. So this is still a plus 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the d10 plus 1, then the d6 is just straight.
2, and 5, 7.
Alright, it's still standing there.
I got 1.
What happens?
Yeah.
I got 10 on this one.
And it is Baron's turn.
Alright.
With whom is she flanking?
She is flanking with Fungar.
Okay.
Fungus. Oh, my God. You should hold your turn so I can kill it.
Actually, I'm going to defensively retreat.
Okay. Did he scare you?
He moved his face a little bit.
I have 7 hit points.
He sharded.
So I'm going to back out and probably cure myself.
Okay. That'll be next turn, but...
Right. But I'm getting
it. It is Fungar's turn.
29.
You hit.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Alright.
Awesome.
Oh wait, that was a 31. I forgot I was flanking.
Okay.
Sorry, it made me feel happier.
And
wait,
you get your sneak attack then.
No, I'm not a rogue.
Oh.
For parries, it gets too
But you can use your move to do your dodge then.
I don't get the point of it. I've never flanked before, okay?
I don't know.
I got that one sneak attack. I didn't
know why. I should know. Oh, wait, is this for next?
No, it's Craig's turn next. Craig.
Craig machine.
Craig got Oh, well, I'll use my guarded stance anyway. Why not? There's no point, because I use it once for rage, I think.
Okay. So you're just standing there then?
Because I already hit it.
Okay. Alright, and then Craig.
Telekinetic punch.
Okay.
Let's see. That is a.
Were you in on that too?
No, no, no.
A 10 to touch.
Okay.
You roll the what?
A 10 to touch him.
Oh.
His touch AC is much lower. 3 points of damage.
Alright.
Maybe it's a good thing I took my. Thank you, Bobber.
It saw you retreat, and you pissed it off, so it's going to charge. So you will both get attacks of opportunity against it, but it's coming after you.
Yes.
So go ahead and roll your attacks of opportunity.
Doesn't she get sneak attack on attack of opportunity?
No.
Yeah, she
does.
It doesn't work.
It's just regular attack.
It's regular attack.
You're
add your thing plus 1.
Sorry.
4. 12.
You missed.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. That's horrible. I'm bad. Sorry, I feel bad for you. Oh. I'm trying not to sound like a dick. It's not working.
Nope.
Do I get my flank with her while he starts to move? If he's moving out of certain space, do I still get the flank bonus?
I would technically say yes, why not?
Do I get a flank bonus?
It would have been a 14.
14.
You... You missed.
Hey. Oh.
32.
You. Yeah. Oh, I'm making it up.
I am looking right
at I've never had attack.
axe is up this high.
14.
So
15. 92. Now he's gone into rage, and now he gets a plus 90 to his armor class. You will all die.
15 points of damage.
All right.
What?
Is he dead yet?
1 point left. No. Anyway, so now he's charging you.
I think he's making this up. No. I think he just takes off like one. I bet his damage reduction. That's why it's taking so long.
Does a 29 hit you?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Crap, he's gonna do that. I'm hyper for some reason. Do something like crash thing. I have to drive, don't I?
Eat an apple. That natural sugar.
Apples don't have that much natural sugar, actually.
He gets you for 7 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
With his horn, he gores you.
Great,
fun. I'm unconscious.
Are you at zero?
I am at zero.
You're not unconscious.
Yes.
You can take a move action or anything non-strenuous without dying. If you make a strenuous action, you have to make a fortitude save, I think?
Yes.
To stop yourself from going under zero.
Okay.
So you're like, dang.
You're essentially like very dazed. Like,
somebody could blow on him and fall over.
Probably.
Awesome.
And it is Falkara's turn.
If I could do anything for
it,
I would.
It just gored your cousin like bad.
I'm gonna go gore him bad.
You don't have a gore.
You don't have a gore.
But she can get into a flanking position with
a flank. So it's plus four.
But I have a flank.
Does it have reach? Then it's gonna get an opportunity to attack on her for moving in.
Yeah, just stay back and fire at it.
I have to.
Her crossbow is standing right next to the Minotaur.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
In fact, I don't care.
I don't care. What? You didn't step on it.
You're right. He didn't.
That's what I said. Okay. I'm mad, so I'm gonna hit him. 22.
You end him. He only has roll damage. He only has a point left.
Oh, are you serious about the 1 point thing?
I'm gonna cast Barbarian Heal. I'm gonna figure
that out. Alright, as he's falling.
Do I need to make a luck check to see if he falls on me?
Actually,
highs or lows?
Low.
No, we're not.
100. Yeah, so he doesn't fall on you.
Today, beautiful and cool.
Aaron, highs or lows?
Nice.
Lows. He falls on your crossbow. Let's see if it broke.
Good.
It did not break.
What?
So you're going to have to roll him over and get it out from underneath him.
I think between all of us, we can push him over.
Okay.
So we can only mess him up.
He's dead. He's laying in the cave.
I'll search him.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to go.
I already said I was searching him. I'm first.
Pure light wounds.
I'm searching my friend the Yeti.
Well, at least we have our lights in
here. Okay, you find a bunch of, like, bloody hair.
I'm gonna get my metal detector and search the cave floor.
No? No.
Can someone cast detect magic on the cave floor and it'll cause the magic structures?
Actually,
that's
yes.
Pretty neat. I would allow that. But you guys see freshly dug dirt. So.
But what about the not freshly dug dirt?
Well, yeah, I'll cast the deck magic. Is there anything aside from the harpoon? I assume we'll find that pretty easily. But
like
basically, if I concentrate on it, I just get.
How
do
you
lose? My moves a little too much.
Hi.
So you don't see anything else?
That's not how deck magic works.
But, I mean, you see where.
Right.
You see a concentration of magic where this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You do not see any other places of magic.
Just as if I focus on it, I find anything within 60 feet.
I understand.
Okay, cool. All right.
You don't find anything
awesome.
Of magic with your detect
awesome.
Magic.
Okay. Then I go over there and I start pawing it up. Like, why is this in the ground?
You watched him do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I gave it to him.
Him?
See the white.
The abominable snake.
He's red now.
The dead Yeti.
The dead Yeti.
Yes. He came into a cave last night.
A cave. This cave.
The cave we were sleeping in, claiming it was his.
Right.
So that was what I paid him with to leave us alone.
Oh right. All right.
But now it's ours again.
I thought he seemed simple-minded. I thought he might like it. It was shiny.
It is shiny.
Certainly is shiny. Does anyone search the Minotaur?
I already said I don't want to search
the Minotaur. I didn't hear you.
I said it really loud. You could replay the recording.
No, I really don't care.
I'm just saying.
Say it again.
Okay.
You see in his mouth...
What?
...something glimmer in the harpoon light as he pulls it out of the ground.
Bring that harpoon over here. Let me see what's in his mouth.
Are you going to, like, get closer to it?
I get down and look in his mouth.
Perception check.
I'm, like, in his mouth. I'm a dentist, man.
You're not a dentist.
I'm that close, though.
But
I could be. I'm looking like a dentist.
Luck check. See if it has, like, a last-minute reflex to bite you.
What? It's dead!
You're lucky it doesn't. You're being a smartass. That's why you're,
What am I rolling?
Perception.
10.
It looks like a gem.
Well, then I would like to appraise it.
Are you going to pull it out of his mouth? Or
yeah,
are you going to like climb in there and be like...
I pull it out of his mouth and appraise it. 12.
You think it's pretty shiny and you think it might go
what
for around... It's red. And you might go for around 50 gold.
What? A gem.
15 on appraise.
You think it's a little bit higher than 50 gold.
Oh,
but
I put it in that.
Yeah.
It looks like a regular ruby.
Ruby, okay. Why was it in his mouth?
Yeah. Was
maybe
it like...
he was eating something and that got caught in the...
I would like to cut open his stomach and see what's...
Do so.
His stomach. Alright, cool. I did it.
Do you want to roll it over and get your crossbow out first?
I already did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
We all rolled it over.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't
know. I said it was when Amy was getting ugly out of her seat. I said with all of us, we could all roll them over.
But you didn't say we didn't.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so would y'all help me and roll this guy over so I could get my crossbow?
I use my mage hand.
Alright. Show.
I'm not getting near it.
Anyway.
Yes. Here.
Okay, so you grab your crossbow.
There's just like a shout in there. Nothing major.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so now you're going to cut it open?
Yeah.
So you're going to flip it back over?
Yeah.
Why can't you get your son over his back?
Ribs. Ribs are in the way.
Break.
Yeah. I got a great axe.
If you want to do that, that's fine. I don't care.
Anyhow, I cut open his stomach.
Okay, you cut open his stomach. You see, like...
Yeah,
you see, like, bone fragments and, like, other just nasty stuff, but you don't see anything else in there.
And the Minotaur doesn't have anything else on him?
No.
Okay.
That was fun.
Right. Yes. Basically, now you're covered in Minotaur blood. She's covered in Yeti blood.
Excuse me.
There's a pond about a quarter of a mile that way.
Oh, like you're so concerned with cleanliness? I'm going to cut off
his... I'm not covered in blood.
His scrotum. And save it for when I get a wagon to hang off the back.
Okay, do a perception check.
Perception check on his scrotum?
It may not be a man. Or
ew! 18.
You're down there pawing around, looking at
him.
You're like...
Oh. Ew! I don't want his badge. That's gross.
That's awesome.
Right, I'm going
his
to bed.
Badge.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, there's only about like, you know, I mean, you guys can all sleep again. I
well,
suppose,
are we going to take a bath?
There's only about an hour
now?
Of nap time left.
Oh. All right, I'm sleeping for an hour.
I need to, yeah, because right. I rage. I need to relax. I'm fatigued.
You're not getting your rage back.
No,
it's spent for the day.
I'm fatigued. Though. I like
okay.
to not be fatigued.
Write it down. Spent for the day. Rage. Because I think you got two on the last battle.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
She
we're back into town. We can't do it. We're back into town.
I meant.
No.
Anyway.
When you found the bugbear. Anyway. Okay, so an hour later you wake up and you're sort of recharged.
Are we going to need to call it there? Or?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I'm going to take a bath in the pond because now I'm kind of crispy.
I'm going
when
with
I woke up. Can't really move that well.
Okay. So you want to pause the top
yep.
recording? Thank you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
I'm going to make a...
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons, His story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.